Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to Global Investment Limited 2014 Analyst and Media Briefing. Please be informed that today's conference will be recorded. Speaking today is Chairman of GIL, Mr. Boon Swan Foo, and he will be joined by Ms. Tan Mui Hong, President and CEO of ST Asset Management Limited. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Boon Swan Foo. Mr. Boon, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Firstly, Happy New Year to all of you. Gong xi fa cai, wan si ru yi. Thank you for joining our briefing this evening. Firstly, it's our usual practice, slide number two, for such a presentation to include a disclaimer, which is now being displayed on the screen. Let's move on to the next slide. In terms of agenda, the order of business for today's briefing, I will start by highlighting the key financial data for FY 2013. This will then be followed by the FY 2013 overview of the company and the portfolio composition of the company. Lastly, we will discuss briefly on the sector and the company's outlook for 2014. Next slide, financial highlights. It's my pleasure to present to you on behalf of the board of directors, the group performance for the financial year ended the 31st December 2013. The company achieved a net profit after tax of 28.8 million for financial year 2013, an increase of 51% from a profit of 19.1 million in financial year 2012. It's exactly 28.8. It's not that we chose the number because we like the 8.8. The company's total revenue surged 95.3% to 35.9 million in financial year 2013 due to the one-off sale of aircraft, gain from sales of listed equities, and also higher interest income received. Total expense of the company increased from 5.4 million to 11.8 million, mainly due to impairment expenses, net foreign exchange losses, slightly higher management fee, and the first-time incentive fee payable to ST Asset Management. Next slide. The company recorded an increase in the return on equity from 11.2% in FY 2012 to 12.5% FY 2013. This increase of 11.6% was based on the average total equity of 169 million and 229 million for FY 2012 and FY 2013 respectively. The earnings per share rose by 15.1% to 0.0282 in FY 2013. This is based on the weighted average number of shares of 1,020,153,378 after taking into account the additional shares issued pursuant to the scrip dividend scheme and the rights issue exercise from 0.0245 in FY 2012, using the same basis for 2012 as well. Next, the net asset of the company. The NAV of the company rose 41.9% to 269.7 million in FY 2013. If the dividend was paid and the shares relating to the scrip dividend exercise and rights issue has been issued before 31st December 2012, the increase in NAV for the year would have been 14.1%. Dividend distribution per share totaled 0.0156 based on the larger number of shares after the rights issue in financial year 2013. The total amount of dividends to be paid increased by 44.4% from 12.4 million in FY 2012 to 17.9 million in FY 2013. That's about quite a large increase in dividend payment for the year. Financial highlights. the proportion of items that make up the total revenue and total expenses for financial year 31st December 2013 are illustrated in this slide. Firstly, looking at the revenue composition, the dividend comprises about 6.6% of the revenue, interest income 37.8%, rental income 4.4%, net sales and gain on investment 39.2%, others 12%. That's the revenue composition. Expense composition, management fees 13.3%, management incentive fee 10.3%, net foreign exchange losses 29.7%, others 7.4%, net impairment past expenses 23.4%, other operating expenses 15.9%. That's the breakdown of both the revenue and expenses for the year. Next slide. Next slide is slide number 7 and number 8. We come to the financial statement, the company financial statement, which provides an overview of the financials that we have highlighted earlier. As you can see, the revenue portion, dividend income, interest income, rental income, net foreign exchange gain, net gain on sales investment, net gain on financial assets, and other income. Previously, it was presented as a percentage in a pie chart. This is really the total amount, explaining the actual numbers compared to financial year 31st December 2012, which we can see the 95% change in total revenue as compared to 2012. Total expenses, once again, the expenses is now given in terms of figures compared to the previous pie chart, we show it in percentage. And as you can see, the net impairment expenses of 2.77 million, which wasn't there in 31st December 2012, being responsible for a large part of the increase, as well as the net foreign exchange losses of 3.5 million, which wasn't there in December 2012 in terms of net foreign exchange losses. So these two were the main contributors in terms of the increase in expenses. After that, we have reversal of impairment in the associate that was in 2012, not this year. Share of associate profit increased. Profit after tax, resulting in net profit before tax increase of about 50%, 29.2 versus 19.552. And profit after tax, 51%, that was the headline number that we spoke about earlier. Other comprehensive income, available for fair value gains increased 9.4 million versus 4.3 million. Reclassification the profit and loss 9 million. This reflects investments that we have recognized as profits for the year. Currency gains and losses translation due to translation and other comprehensive income for the period of 4.64 million. Versus a loss last year of 3.176, resulting in a total comprehensive income attributable to shareholders of 33.414 million as against the 15.88 million or 110% increase. The basic earnings per share, I ran through those numbers with you, 2.8 cents per share versus 2.45 cents per share, 15% increase, and diluted earnings per share being the same number. Next page. Statement of financial position. In terms of statement of financial position, cash and cash equivalent decreased by 20.3 million as at 31st December compared to 24.5 million, 24.5 million in 2012. This is really due to the deployment of funds to invest in the various investments. Financial assets at fair value to profit and loss at 31st December were 54.9 million, owing to investments in a portfolio of bond during the year. So you see the cash being translated into more investments, and also the rights issue money being used for the investments. Available for sale assets increased to 103 million as at 31st December 2013, compared to 58.8 $8 million in 2012. Again, due to the net increase in investments in listed equities, the company subsidiaries in aircraft, $28 million coming down to zero in 2013 as we have sold the two Boeing 757-200 aircraft in May. Next slide, in terms of 2013 overview. Firstly, the scrip dividend scheme. The scrip dividend scheme, 7 February 2013, the company announced the scrip dividend scheme will be applied to the final dividend of 0.75 cents per share for financial year 2012. The company allotted and issued 26,103,375 new shares at an issue price of 15.22 cents for each share. The proportion of the total final dividend issued as new shares pursuant to the scrip dividend scheme was approximately 64.18%. To me, it's a very good number. New shares were listed on 15 October 2013. Renounceable non-underwritten rights issue. In May 2013, we announced a 2-for-5 rights issue at an issue price of 14.3 Singapore cents for each right issue. Right shares. The total right shares subscribed and excess shares application was 100.2%. So this is the third year in a row that we are able to achieve full right subscription. New rights were listed on 15 July 2013. The net proceeds of $48.5 million for the rights issue have been fully utilized. We also announced during the year a change of frequency of dividend distribution from semi-annual to an annual basis. Next slide. 2013 overview. In terms of investment activities, we invested the full amount of $48.5 million from the rights issue proceeds in global bonds, listed equities, and CLOs, collateralized loan obligation securities. The equity portfolio generated realized profits and dividend income of approximately $12.76 million in 2013. We also purchased three new Australian RMBS issues during the year. We acquired two US and eight Euro-denominated CLOs, reinvesting proceeds on the sale of three US-denominated CLOs. We completed the divestment of 2757-200 Boeing aircraft with a net gain recorded of $7 million. And we continue the sale of Fly Leasing Limited shares. Next. Dividend distribution. As we have announced, 2013 dividend distribution. Moving to 2013 again. The dividend. Today, we announced the dividend distribution of 1.5 Singapore cents per share, as we projected earlier. Based on the closing share price of 16 cents on 31st December 2013, the full-year dividend distribution of 1.5 cents per share represents an annual dividend yield of 9.4%. The scrip dividend scheme will also be applied to this dividend payment of 1.5 Singapore cents. Corporate governance. We are pleased to say that in terms of the corporate governance, we continue to improve in terms of ranking. The GTI, the Governance and Transparency Index 2013, was released in Business Times on 2nd August 2013. GIL ranking improved from 82 in 2012 to 25 in 2013. We actually did better than a lot of some of my old companies that I was involved in as well. The company's base GTI score was 68 points, and we were given a further bonus of 10 points, totaling up to a final score of 78 points in comparison to last year's score of 47 points. GTI, as you know, is jointly launched by the Business Times and the National University of Singapore Centre for Governance, Institution and Organisation. It's sponsored by CPA Australia, supported by the IMAS, which is Investment Management Association of Singapore, in assess the financial transparency of companies based on their annual announcements. Outsourcing and administrative service. During the year, the manager, ST Asset Management, delegated further services such as risk management, compliance, and corporate secretarial services to All Grace Investment Management Private Limited, a company that I hold 100% shares in. 2013 AGM, all resolutions put to the vote at the AGM held on 29th April 2013 were duly approved and passed by the company's shareholders. On 5th November 2013, Ms. Tan Mei Hong, who is here, retired as manager, nominated director and deputy chairman of the company on 5th November 2013. Mr. Yong Kiat, Jason C, has been appointed as the manager, nominated director to replace Ms. Tan with effect from 5th November. Patrick Ng Guan Chao, who is executive director of All Grace Investment Management, has also been appointed as an alternate director to Jason on the same date. The changes are part of manager's succession planning in relation to the appointment of the manager-nominated director. There are no other changes to the composition of the board and board committees. Now we are on to slide number 14. I apologize I didn't mention each time we change slides. Slide number 14, litigation. The company has on 19 December filed writs in the Supreme Court of Victoria, Australia and New York County Supreme Court against Babcock & Brown, LP, Babcock & Brown Rail North America LLC, Babcock & Brown Global Investment Management Private Limited, amongst others, for inter alia, false and misleading representation made to the company in respect of its investment in Railcar's portfolio to Babcock & Brown Rail North America LLC, breaches of fiduciary duty and breaches of duty and contract. The company will be claiming for losses suffered by the company from the investment, such as the amount of investment and costs and fees paid in connection with making an investment. This investment was fully written off as at 31st December 2009. The litigation did not have any significant impact on the financial performance of the company for the year ended 31st December 2013. Next. Manager incentive fee. On 8 January 2014, the company announced that the manager is entitled to manager incentive fee as the share value has exceeded the threshold value as at 31st December 2013. The share value was 0.2157 per share and the threshold amount was 0.2106 per share as at 31st December 2013. The amount payable to the manager as at 31st December 2013 would be 1,215,822.27. We have made the announcement about this amount. This is the first time the manager will be receiving the manager incentive fee since its appointment on 25th November 2009. Henceforth, the manager incentive fee will be 20% of any excess share return over the benchmark return of 8% per annum. That is to say, the performance of the company has to strike a benchmark return 8% above the per annum above the current share. And after that, then they will be entitled to 20% of any excess share return over the benchmark return. Appointment of custodian bank. The company has appointed Standard Chartered Bank as its custodian bank with effect from 24th October 2013. The transfer of company's investment from existing custodian bank to new custodian accounts with SCB will take place in phases. That's really the company overview 2013. I shall now move forward to the next set of slides on the portfolio composition. Portfolio composition on slide 17, by carrying value. Portfolio composition for the year ended 31st December as compared to portfolio composition for the year ended 31st December 2013. The reason why 2012 was restated was because fly leasing previously was classified under operating lease assets. From 2013, we are classifying fly leasing as equity, which is more appropriate, and therefore we have restated the December 2012 numbers to reflect fly leasing as equity and no longer as operating lease assets. So you can see 2012, last year operating assets was 10%. As a result of the class, 10%, listed equities 28%, bonds 7%, loan portfolio and securitization 43%, cash and other assets 12%. Operating lease assets dropped to 3% due to the sale of the aircraft, right? Listed securities increased to 36%, bonds have increased to 22%, loan portfolio and securitization asset has it's about 35%, cash and other assets 4%. Less cash, more of it has been used in the investment. Outlook, sector outlook. Firstly, real. This is really in relation to our Ascendos investment. Ascendos investment, there has been steady performance in the asset. The end of 2013 saw the rollout of a new EU budget and a revised infrastructure policy, which included a threefold increase in transport infrastructure funding for the EU. This new policy lays the groundwork for a unified France-Europe rail system by 2013 that would augur well on the future demand outlook for the railway equipment. Residential, housing market in Australia rebounded strongly in 2013, ending the year with a 9.8% gain, according to the RFP data, RISMARC Home Value Index for the capital city. Unemployment rate in Australia has remained relatively stable and ended the year at 5.8%, up just 0.4% since the start of 2013. The Reserve Bank of Australia is expected to maintain interest at low levels that will lend support to the housing market by keeping loan costs affordable. Corporate loans. Prices of global corporate loans have continued to increase in 2013, supported by a benign credit environment and strong demand from CLOs as well as other loan funds. The Moody's global speculative grade corporate default rate has declined 2.8% at the end of 2012 to 2.6% at the end of 2013, citing strong balance sheet fundamentals supported by a somewhat more robust economic growth outlook for the developed market. Moody's expect global corporate default rates to end 2014 slightly lower. So it's good news. Listed equities. Overall, equities in the development market, that's the next page on page 20. Overall, equities in the developed markets rose in 2013 as central banks in US, Japan, and Europe continued the quantitative easing policy in effort to stimulate economic recovery. However, the emerging markets equity underperformed, weighed down by concerns over the timing of the Fed's tapering of its asset purchasing program and also the slowdown in the Chinese economy. Currency of some emerging countries with high current account imbalances and inflation depreciated rapidly as global liquidity withdrew and moved to the developed markets. The near-term outlook for equities is expected to be cautious and volatile due to lingering worries over the earlier-than-expected Fed tapering, as well as the economic slowdown and banking problems in China. However, improved prospects of recovery in the major economies such as Europe, US, and Japan in a generally low interest rate environment should be supportive to the equity market in the long term. Bonds. The performance of global bonds ended this year much weaker than the start on tapering fears. With the Fed decision to begin tapering, the outlook for global credits are likely to remain muted. The possible headwinds include a possible rise in US Treasury yield, currency volatility, as well as political uncertainty in many countries. Okay, the next one, which is the last chart in my presentation, is on company's outlook, future direction and growth strategy. We intend to continue our policy of growing assets and seek new investment in assets that will generate steady income and potential appreciation in capital to deliver regular dividends and achieve capital growth. And we will manage GIL assets actively with a focus to protect and grow value. Investment objectives, investment opportunities in high yield bonds, hybrid instruments, and public equity investments, operating lease assets, single loans and loan portfolios, and we'll be selective in the current environment, focusing on fundamental bottom-up analysis with preference for assets with defensive characteristics and good cash flow generating ability. This ends my presentation. I will now be open to questions.
Thank you, Mr. Boon. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants with questions to pose, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you'll be placed in the queue. To cancel the queue, please press 02. Once again, 01 for your question. Our first question, Wilson Liu from Maybank Kim Eng. Please go ahead, Wilson.
Yes, hi, Mr. Boon. I just wanted to find out, I noticed that you have been increasing the bond portfolio, and given the way the QE is tapering, would there be any change in that direction?
Okay. This is Mui Hong. These were actually bought slightly earlier, and so far it has not been impacted by the QE at all as far as valuation is concerned. I think, of course, when we have the annual report, we will list down some of those substantial bonds by item. But basically, if you look at the CAR that we all posted on the website today, the current assets review, you find that for the those that are CLOs and things like that, they are actually basically floating rate kind of paper. So because of that, they are not so impacted. Okay. And then for the bonds, if you read what we have written there, the average coupon is about 6.82%. And because the average coupon is still quite attractive, it's also not so affected by the recent sell down. Okay. And in any case, these are the hard currency bonds. We put down that 60.7% of the portfolio, the bond portfolio, is US dollar, then 21.5% in Sing dollar, and about 17.9% in euro. So these are not, if anything, actually the yield is, I mean the bond prices are slightly better. And then the CLO, you can see that we have two types there, the US dollar and the euro. So because of that, even the RMBS, although it's Aussie, is somehow or the other affected. The old one, like the CISA, is all purchased before our time. Those that purchase our time are not very big, and the income is still quite good to offset against the Aussie. And the Aussie portfolio as a whole, compared to the time when we took over, is really very much reduced. Yeah, the increases are more in the US dollar and the euro.
See, okay, thank you. And with regards to the litigation that was mentioned, can I just find out how much was written off on the carrying value?
For the BBRNA, I cannot quite remember because we written off that for the first time when we came in. I think as a whole, I need to check. But it's in the 09 annual report. I can't remember. But it's quite a big amount. It's more than 30 million or so.
I see. So the litigation, I presume, would be just for full restitution of that amount?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question, Joel from NRA Capital. Please go ahead, Joel.
Hi, Mr. Boon. Ms. Tan.
Hi.
Can I just check that since operating these assets only makes up 3%, do you have any plans of divesting this and just focusing on financial instruments?
Is it okay, louder, please?
Yeah,
a bit soft.
Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
We can hear you now.
Yeah, operating lease assets now just makes up 3%. Are you going to divest this or are you going to increase allocation to this segment?
Okay. I mean, for the company, traditionally, operating lease assets is one of the substantial assets. Huh? And we are always on the lookout for new operating lease. This sell down is opportunistic because the lease is coming to an end, beginning of 2013, and the aircraft is very old. It's almost like going to be 20 years old. So for us to keep it, potentially, you know, it may go down to very little, right? And the risk is quite high. That's why we took the opportunity to sell. It's not a deliberate kind of strategy to reduce operating lease. We are still on the lookout for, you know, new operating lease.
Okay, so you have no plans of divesting all operating lease and just focusing on financial instruments?
No. We were still, we are looking for things that are giving us cash flow, you know, steady cash flow. So operating lease is definitely one of those that we will continue.
Okay. I see it's, most of your operating lease is in Europe. Do you have any plans for other places, other geographical places?
Yeah, I think it's global. I think when we look at this kind of assets, we are looking at it globally. It's just that the existing one happened to be in Europe because the American one was written down to zero. You know, the background brown, real North America. Yeah. So the intention actually is to be global, not to be restricted only to Europe. Mm.
Yeah, I see that you also added a lot of equities in Europe.
Some of the investment because I think after second half of last year, I mean, the Europe situation stabilized and the euro is also, you know, quite low. So we have the opportunity to, you know, invest in Europe, including also some of the CLOs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Are there any more questions? I know today is the 8th day of the Chinese New Year. We celebrated Renre yesterday. So are there any more questions? Or do you all have...
No, sir. There are no further questions, Mr. Boon.
No further question. No further queue?
No, sir.
Okay. If there are no further questions, I don't really want to hold you all back. Thank you very much for your interest. I think those are very good questions that have been asked. I hope we have answered them satisfactorily. The results have already been sent. If you have any more questions, of course, we can always take them at some later stage. And thank you very much, every one of you. Happy New Year again. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.